Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So Republican candidate for President Mitt Romney finally took some time yesterday to address Latino voters in a speech in Orlando, Florida.
I've come here today with a very simple message. You do have an alternative. Your vote should be respected. And your voice is more important now than ever before.
That's what the polling numbers say as well. Romney reacted to the president's decision to allow provisions of the so-called DREAM Act to be implemented for illegal immigrants, something he implemented, the president did, by executive order.
Now the president has been seized by an overwhelming need to do what he could have done on day one, but didn't. I think you deserve better.
And Mitt Romney's response if he is elected?
Some people have asked if I will let stand the president's executive order. The answer is that I will put in place my own long-term solution that will replace and supersede the president's temporary measure.
That's Mitt Romney speaking yesterday in Orlando, Florida, before the National Association of Latino and Elected Appointed Officials, or NALEO, yesterday. We welcome back Jose Antonio Vargas, an award-winning journalist and himself an undocumented immigrant, and Didi Garcia Blaze of the National Tequila Party, a female-led Latino political group and formerly of Somos Republicanos. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Glad to be here again.
Didi, let's start with you because we talked with you earlier this week and you had some sense of anticipation about Mitt Romney's response here and also a sense that the Republicans really need to put an aggressive foot forward to attract Latino voters. How did Mitt Romney do yesterday?
He sounds like a politician. I watched the speech with my dad. My dad's a small business owner, blue-collar worker, hard worker type. And, you know, it felt fake. It didn't feel sincere. And it didn't win us over.
Didi, I have to say, I am extraordinarily grateful at your candor. I mean, you could come on here and do the talking points thing, and instead you're just giving me from the gut here.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that Latino activists have been doing for multiple years, and we cannot afford to just gamble our vote away anymore. Now we have to take calculated risks. And with regard to the sort of slam he was trying to make against President Obama's DREAM Act relief, we're not buying it. Come on. I mean, this guy was the Massachusetts governor, where there's a high population of undocumented Irish immigrants. This whole immigrant situation doesn't only apply to us. It applies to the entire global community. And here he is slamming President Obama on DREAM Act relief when he couldn't even provide relief to the undocumented Irish when he was the governor of Massachusetts. So, you know, we continue to applaud the stepping stone that President Obama made, and we hope to see him address this fully when he becomes reelected.
You know, I have to say, in all my career as a journalist, I have never actually witnessed a swing voter having a swing voter moment, and you are definitely having it here on the program. Didi Garcia Blaze, are you going to vote for Barack Obama based on what you heard yesterday in Orlando?
Absolutely. I was thinking I was going to have to write in Ronald Reagan, but I was holding out for President Obama to give some relief to our DREAM Act youth. And he took a compassionate stance. And so now I'm going to live up, you know, to what I said I would do. And I did say I would vote for President Obama if he gave some sort of relief to our children. I'm certainly not going to vote for Mitt Romney, who's made an alignment with Pete Wilson and Chris Kobach, who is the author of all of these anti-immigrant laws and anti-DREAM Act laws.
All right.
There's just no way.
Very, very much from Arizona, Didi Garcia Blaze of the National Tequila Party, a female-led Latino political group and formerly of Somos Republicanos. So, Jose Antonio Vargas, I mean, at the risk of having a lot of agreement here, which I hate, as you know, what do you think? Is this generalizable? Do you think that Didi's sense of disappointment is rippling through Latino voters who might be on the fence regarding Barack Obama?
Well, I hate to just agree, but it's really hard to make sense of Mitt Romney's kind of pivot here, especially considering the kind of position that he's taken during the primary campaign. And it just makes the president, it just makes President Obama look so much better. Especially considering what happened last Friday.
And last Friday, when the executive order was put in place that implements part of the DREAM Act.
And by the way, it's not really an executive order. It's a directive by the president for the administration, for DHS and UCCIS, to be, to stop the deportation of young people under the age of 30. So I think executive order is a little I don't think that's the right description.
All right. We're talking with Jose Antonio Vargas, an award-winning multimedia journalist, the founder of the Define America Immigration Campaign. He's an undocumented immigrant. Didi Garcia-Blaze, before we go, there's no way that the state of Arizona is in play as a result of these developments over the last 2 weeks, right?
No, they're in play. We're a swing state. In fact, we are a purple state. And, we have several Latino-eligible voters, and it could very well turn blue in 2012 with the population that we have.
All right. That's Didi Garcia-Blaze of the National Tequila Party, a female-led Latino political group and formerly of Somos Republicanos. Jose Antonio Vargas, I'll give you the last word here. What's the Republican strategy going forward?
I actually think the Republican strategy at this point is to actually start telling the truth about this issue. They've completely boxed themselves in. And at the end of the day, we're not just talking about the Latino vote. We're talking about a multi-ethnic America.
All right.
And the fact that you have a party that's synonymous with being anti-immigrant.
Well, we want to hear from any of you out there who have a contrary view to what our guests are saying. Didi Garcia-Blaze of the National Tequila Party and Jose Antonio Vargas, an award-winning multimedia journalist, reacting to Mitt Romney speaking to Latino voters and Latino politicians in Orlando yesterday. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.